Hello everyone! Welcome to the Season 11 finale of Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to talk to you about legendary titans and their origins. First, Kuzuryu, the nine-headed dragon. Next, Meppokai, the shellfish monster. After that, Kawaguma, the river bear. And finally, Kashambo, the sea imp. So, let's get started. Season 11, Episode 10, Titans and Spirits. Kuzuryu, the nine-headed dragon. The Kuzuryu are hydras who are worshipped as guardian deities in multiple areas in Japan. Each part of Japan tells a different legend. For example, the Togakushi Shrine tells an ancient story. In 849 CE, a monk named Gakuman sneaked into a cave on Mount Togakushi. As he recited the lowest sutra, a massive nine-headed dragon appeared before him. The beast explained that he was once a thief who stole donations from the temple to keep for himself, and was turned into a nine-headed dragon as punishment. After Kuzuryu listened to Gakuman's recitations, he achieved enlightenment. Kuzuryu promised to remain in his cave and protect the area before Gakuman sealed the cave's entrance with a boulder. After that, the dragon gave rain and water to the land, and if anyone left him pears as an offering, he would cure toothaches as a reward. Meppokai, the shellfish monster. The Meppokai is a clam or shellfish-like creature with eyes on its outer shell. Its name literally means extreme shellfish. The word Meppo was originally a Buddhist word meaning extremely or absurdly, and the Hokai part of its name refers to Dharmadhatu, meaning the state of mind that people have immediate truth and understanding. The yokai itself is basically a pun based on its own name. Kawaguma, the river bear. The Kawaguma are hairy aquatic yokai that spend a lot of time at the bottom of rivers, out of human sight. They are mischievous creatures that play pranks on humans, such as stealing objects from boats or even causing floods. A story says that centuries ago, a hunter was riding his boat down the Omono River when a black furry hand reached out from the river and stole his rifle. Shortly after, a swimmer recovered the weapon from the deepest part of the river. From that day, the rifle was renamed the Kawaguma Gun and was kept by the Satake clan as a prized object. Another legend says that a ferryman was tying his boat on the riverbank on the Omono River when he heard the water splashing behind him. He noticed, to his horror, a pair of dark hands were hanging to the side of his boat. With a swift move, he grabbed a large knife and swung. The next morning, he noticed a severed black, hairy hand inside of his boat, and everyone who saw it knew that it belonged to a Kawaguma. Kashambo, the traveling water imp. Everyone knows that when Kappa migrate, they go from turtle river spirits to primate mountain spirits. And for autumn, they become Kashambo, childlike creatures with oddly shaped heads dressed in blue traveling robes. There are times when a Kashambo would enter a person's home to sleep. It doesn't cause harm to humans, however, it's a danger to farm animals such as horses and cows, causing them to be spirited away and making them sick with its saliva. you for joining me for the season finale of Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest posts. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!